Alright, time for another DoNotGod.com video presentation. Yes, it's me. Alright, so I'm going to talk about what should be kind of a simple thing to do is just to explain a point of view. And the problem is these point of views are very conflicting, but it's not a conflict about whether to have chocolate ice cream on your cake or vanilla ice cream or some little trivial thing. It's like the most important thing you could probably contemplate, which is torture, you know, rape, torture, and murder. Should we be rapists, torturers, and murderers for some purpose, you know, some gain of some kind, whatever it's going to be, some little joyride, literally, thing, you know. And you could equate it to a lot of things. So there's people in China that eat kittens as a delicacy. You know, so they have a cage full of kittens. They, you know, sell them, have them in a cage, treat them like shit, all that kind of stuff, scared to death, blah, blah, blah. And then they boil them and skin them and eat them. And, you know, so for some people that would be, like, really obvious. Like, what kind of creepy, insane fuck eats a kitten? I mean, it's just like, you know, not because they're starving to death on some island or something. No, as a trivial, silly delicacy of some kind. I mean, how do you do that, right? So, I mean, I'm sure there's lots of people who have that same kind of thing where they've just never met a kitten they didn't like, and it would just be impossible to imagine being able to torture one and then kill it in some horrible way, throw it in a pot of boiling water. You know, fuck, you know, no chance that's something you could imagine something other than a psycho killer does. You have to be literally crazy or insane. You know, people get it. All right, so I could show people video of like the crazy little Japanese people that have their little ritual of going out to the water and stabbing the porpoises to death. You know, the porpoises being friendly, saying, "Hi, how are you? You know, we're doing this interspecies thing, saying hello. Yeah, we have a little bit of language trouble," and they get stabbed in the head for it. I mean, you know, now some people just, you know, they see a little bit of that and they say, what kind of sadistic, loony fucks would go, nah, this would be something they'd go out and do for fun, and have fun doing it, you know. So again, you're just saying, fucking sicko, right? So if somebody had, you know, literally, you know, found a horse, had the horse shit on their plate, you know, a big pile of horse shit, and then sat there and ate it, you'd be like, well, the guy belongs in a nut house. I mean, fuck. You got to be crazy. You can't have any kind of normal functioning going on. You know, that's just not a doable thing. You know, and this is sort of the same thing in the sense that, you know, obviously there's the people who can figure out that life's very, very expensive. A lot of things have to die and be tortured and tormented and lots of misery and all kinds of, you know, stuff comes out of all kinds of wrong places and, oh, very bad. You know, and the trivial victory is, you know, the Go-Getters won the World Series, you know, the Boston Go-Getters, you know, what, who cares? Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's important, is it? Oh, so we'll invent some kind of fake little game, like, you know, climb the pole or throw the pole. You know, the Scottish people, they you know, go out in a nice rainy day and carry a telephone pole and toss it, you know, and say, hey, who can throw telephone poles the best? Yeah, I mean, you'd kill people for that? You'd torture people? You'd rape little girls and shit? No, that'd be stupid. It'd be crazy. So that's the problem, right? Because we're saying that all those people who are doing all those crazy fuck things aren't really crazy. They're just incredibly stupid. I mean, they have some stupid rationalization in their head that makes it okay. And so you can see that kind of stuff, though. You can see duplicity and hypocrisy really easy. So you can say, okay, all the people you know, when I described the kitten thing, they, you know, they almost passed out. It was just so, oh God, I can't even think about that happening. But they don't care about pigs, you know, or chickens or some other. You can find some other animal and, you know, squish, squish, who cares? Because it's ugly or it doesn't smell right or it doesn't meow right. It doesn't cry right. And so they couldn't give a shit. And, you know, it's obviously they're not judging it fairly. They're saying it's okay to rape ugly girls, you know, that kind of thing. You know, they're doing something really, really stupid to find some sort of rationalization. And then the other problem is that you can't tell people they're stupid because, whoa, you know, that's like saying they have a micro penis. You just, can't tell them the truth. You know, they get all defensive and insane. So, but, you know, it is the truth of it, okay? And it's just going to be rationalization. So you see this with the vegan thing, you know, the meat eaters get all defensive, like, oh, no, I'm not a sadistic killer. I'm not a mad person. I'm not doing anything bad. And they'll come up with some kind of dopey rationalization that nature made me do it. You know, I couldn't, somehow my people were running down squirrels and eating them raw. That's their theory, you know, that we just ran out into the jungle and we just see something in a tree and we go find it and beat its brains out and then chow down on its hide and its flesh. You know, yum yum. That's their fucking theory. Okay, now it's so fucking stupid, and yet, hey, it's working for them, right? They can get away with this crap that somehow human beings have always, you know, been these incredible predators, you know, that use their clawy paws to run really fast. And what the fuck? they're just like, no, come on, you can't be that stupid. I mean, the vegetarian animals, like baboons, have all the hardware to be, you know, 90% meat eaters, and they're 90% vegetarian. I don't even think there's, I think there's instances where they eat carrion, but I don't even think they actually, you know, chow down on minky all that often. But yeah, they definitely have the hardware that makes it a little more sensible to see them as some sort of carnivore. But all of that is just to fight with each other. It's not to, you know. So we've lost all our let's intimidate each other with our scary, you know, big teeth and stuff. And we've lost all of that. We actually pulled them out of my head. I mean, I had great canine teeth. And my whole life would have been different if I kept them, right? If they didn't yank them out of my head when I was 12. But anyway. Completely, there's so many little things you say, oh, if that thing didn't happen, I would have been so much better off. But the irony is, you know, if that thing didn't happen, some other crap would have happened and you would have fell into some other quicksand somewhere else and, choked and died. So it doesn't do you much good to be thinking that way in hindsight, especially, you know, if you've survived quite a while, semi-unscathed. I mean, being miserable is one thing, but I mean, you haven't been, let's say you haven't been tortured for more than like a month at a time or something like that. You know, I can't say that, oh yeah, you know, I got off easy because I really didn't. When you add up all the time I have spent in very, very uncomfortable, you know, physically, just nauseated and yuck, and just can't stand thinking about another hour of, you know, the monotony and the tedium and the pain. So anyway, back to the story. So yes, people get defensive, and that's understandable. So It's like the nihilists don't really want to own their nihilism because they know it sounds sort of ridiculous, to argue that it doesn't matter how much torture you pile up. There's no such thing as a blood footprint. There's no such thing as a suffering footprint, a torture footprint, a rape footprint, because somehow all the sensations, even the ones they felt, didn't mean anything. It's kind of too ridiculous. And so it really, for I guess for them, it's just the thing that makes them so defensive is that you're just too damn stupid, and you're just rationalizing. I mean, it's just so selfish and so self-centered to be sitting there, pretending, okay, it doesn't matter if you're a selfish cunt. Oh, please, come on. Come on. Too ridiculous. It's just so ridiculous. So this really shouldn't be that difficult in a way because, yes, it's all too ridiculous. I mean, every single one of these subjects, you could just say, come on, that counter argument is ridiculous. We are carnivores? Oh, get silly. I mean, what are you talking about? That we would, I would, that I would spend any of my time on a desert island trying to figure out, without fire, and that's how most of, we only had fire a few, at best, to say 100, 120,000 years ago. So all the time before that, there was no way to cook meat. So we clearly weren't eating it. Because if you don't cook it, it sucks. It's just a fact. Unless you're some sort of master chef. Oh, and so we were instinctively master chefs or something. I don't even think that, I don't even buy that part of argument. So, I mean, raw fish is doable. I ate a raw fish on a dare once. I ate a fish's head, actually. God, the stupid ass things you do as a kid. But anyway, fuck. Anyway, yeah, that's just too distracting. All right, so I take a pause. I'll be back. All right, back. Should be. All right, so this is a, if I'm right, okay, in how I would describe the world and why we're here and how we got here and what's it all about in terms of the wacky universe doing all this, whatever it is it's doing, okay, and the fact that this is just a horrible mistake making these little creatures and evolving them with all of these features and tools to just play a carnage game, for some kind of trivial victory for somebody to say, I'm hot, the babes really love me. Is that really worth it? Yeah, I don't think so. If I'm right, then we're talking about a waste of torture that it has, it's this isn't this is this is Freddy's nightmare times 10 to the 50th. It's this huge, horrible, awful, you don't call it a blood footprint. You call it a sea or an ocean of horror and wasted torture. All right. So if I'm right, that's what you're sentencing the future to, right? So we're having an argument. It's a democracy. We're going to do our votey thing. You're voting for it, and the argument is, holy fuck, what kind of scum are you? I mean, that's not just being a, you're not some little innocent Nazi soldier now. You're Mengele. You're really a participant in the whole farce of let's pretend we're not crazy motherfuckers. And you're just pretending because, yes, all the facts are against you. Most the only arguments, that are durable over time have been religious silly ones. That's it. That's all you've got is some silly fable about some purpose because God thinks it's really cool when things are oozing, blood from the wrong orifice and screaming in pain and terror. He laps up your torture and your suffering. He loves it, you know. The bigger the pain and the ache and the tumor, that's a great tumor. It pops your eye out of your head. Wow, that's spectacular. I can't wait till I do that again. How do I press the button that makes all that happen some more? Unless your God's a sadistic loony, you got nothing there. I shouldn't have to have this fucking argument with a reasonable human being, because there's nothing on their side. There's no real defense of any of it. I mean, even if we were born Tyrannosauruses and you understood evolution and you understood it's not your fault you're a Tyrannosaurus and you actually enjoy biting and chewing on stuff, and you like it to be squishy and bloody because it's yum yum. Even if that were the truth, you could still figure out, I can't waste suffering. That's goddamn stupid. So if I have to do my yum-yum thing, I have to do it in some sort of civilized way. Just like, you know, again, you can want to rape a girl or something, but, you know, you can think about how great it would be, you know, if you had her chained up somewhere and you could just take advantage. But even that doesn't work, right? You can't feel much, you know, of that pride thing and the ego. You know, it's not much of an ego boost if she's chained up, you know, and vomiting on you. I mean, that's really not going to make you feel all that spectacular, is it? Oh, fuck. So in a way, you know, even that doesn't work, that you take it because you want it. Because why would you want it when you have to take it? You get it? I mean, I wouldn't want it if I had to take it. I want somebody to give it to me. You know, that's the idea, is trick them into giving it to you. But shit. You know, it doesn't take much thinking to figure this out. But what is it that you're stating is so spectacular about some element of our function that we must torture trillions to preserve this accomplishment, this thing we're giving to the universe. Look, universe, look how far we can throw telephone poles. Isn't it just so fucking cool? No. Too fucking silly. All right, so that, you know, so my job is really fucking so simple. The stakes couldn't be bigger, right? I mean, this is gigantic. This is bigger than World War II, or bigger than the slaughter of the Native Americans, or bigger than, you know, it's just bigger than the... there's no story you could tell that even comes anywhere close to comparison of the ginormous stakes here in terms of the value, the absolute horrible torment and torture of kittens and puppies and all kinds of cute little humans, even if there are such a thing, all kinds of interesting little critters and creatures that will have to be brutally, you know, dissolved in the stomach acid of some creature and suffocated and, you know, pulled apart and all kinds of horrible shit, and all of that you have to defend as somehow, like I said, well, the nihilists say it doesn't happen because it doesn't, you know, there's no evidence, you know, that we have any kind of machinery that could possibly, like a brain or something, we don't have a brain or something that could possibly create some sort of value experience. That's not 100 billion neurons. That couldn't manufacture a value experience. So it can't possibly be happening because brains couldn't make that happen. Yeah, they could. Duh. You're sitting here saying, I have to explain to other conscious organisms what it's like to be conscious and that, yes, my brain's creating this insanely intense experience thing. I mean, I smell it, I touch it, I, in all kinds of ways, I'm doing this sentient thing. Yeah. Almost every thought I have triggers some sort of a little bit of wobble in there. Intense stuff. And they pretend it doesn't exist. So pathetic. All right, so I'll pause. Pity. They're all sad stories. It's just my sister, yeah, has a kid, and 2 years, 3 years later, she's dead. Horribly, slowly. Just horribly, slowly. All right, so I don't want to use mockery. Okay, I just have, because it's just an instinct. It's just a way of trying to convey something as ludicrous and silly and trivial and stupid. And so, yeah, there's just, you just mock it. It's so goddamn stupid. You know, you could mock Nazis for this simple, you know, this stupid philosophy, you know. You know, some person with blue eyes, you know, beat you up when you were 10 years old and you haven't gotten over it, and so everybody with blue eyes, you have to go out and attack and get revenge. You know, too silly. And you know, just mockably stupid. You know, racially profiling, you know, because people are greedy or something, or some kind of thing, you know, making that an inheritable attribute that is unacceptable. I mean, it's just so bad, so retarded, so dumb. And then even in some kind of culture war, you know, it's, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's hard not to, okay, see the waste and see the stupidity of something and not mock it. So, you know, you're trying to say, okay, we're having a discussion between reasonable people over what it's reasonable to believe. And I have to indulge in conversations with people who think it's reasonable to believe aliens, you know, in, you know, had sex with a monkey on Earth, and that's why there's people, or, you know, all kinds of silly, frickin' stories about virgin births and parting of seas and, you know, magic powers and woo forces and woo. No, I don't, you know. I mean, we're going to go all the way back to, like, Zeus and Zorro and whatever up in the sky, you know. It's just, you know, some guy with wings on his feet. And, you know, what, you know, how, what's indulgible? What should I have to indulge as grounds for argument? You know, we're going to sit there and say, well, it's, this is our reasonable, you know, ground from which we're going to argue. And, no, it's almost, it is impossible, frankly. I can't see how that can be done. I don't see how you can wallow in that trivial soup. You know, this, they're doing the ABCs upside down and say, oh yeah, I'll play that game. Let's have an argument about whether the letter A should be written this way or that way. Yeah. No, let's not. So, that's a problem, okay, because that does create a bunch of, just makes people who are already insecure more insecure in their position and makes them more willing, okay, just to end the conversation by throwing a knife in your head, you know, that kind of thing. It ends the negotiation and just turns it into, well, I got more army men than you. So, fuck you, I'm just going to win, and you're going to lose. And right and wrong doesn't matter, I'm just going to win, you're going to lose, because I got more peoples. You know, so again, that's a mockable way of deciding who wins, right? So, you know, it's hard not to be, you know, to be forced, almost, to mock it, because there's just nothing to it. So I'm just saying, forgive my mocking. Okay, I'm not trying to say you're not entitled to your crazy, insane, loony, sadistic, nonsense theories. I'm just saying, I'm just trying to encourage you to be sure, just to recognize how much is at stake. All right. I mean, that there is a real gigantic thing that's going to happen in the future in terms of these events that will take place. People will have tumors that pop their eyes out of their heads. These things will happen. And they're only going to happen because you're voting for it. Okay. You're pro-lifing. And thinking there's some accomplishment, something we have to go paint in the universe, and if we don't survive, then it won't get painted. See, that's remarkable, right? I mean, what, there's some fence in the universe that needs whitewashing, you know, and oh, we're the only ones, we're the only competent painters to show up there and paint that old fence. Huh? No. And even arguments could be made, like, oh, if you really think there's something so spectacular about us, well, we could make a little menagerie, like in Star Trek. There was a really good episode called The Menagerie. And, you know, we could just collect all these little different critters and create a little synthetic world for them to live in, and they could do their little blah, 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 blah. And so, yeah, it'd be a little bit of torture and suffering, but at least it wouldn't be this ocean of it. If that would placate your need for there to be bugs in the universe, you know, tool-enabled bugs, because that's all we are. Those are the actual facts, okay? I don't want to shock you, but the actual fact is we're just this more engineered bug, and that's it. More tools, more refinements. And bulkier for sure, and that's it. There's nothing else. It is still just a mouth, an ass, and eggs and sperm. Yeah, Eve. That's all there. That's all it is. Okay, that's all the biology is interested in, is feeding and fucking. And it's only by a kind of good fortune between the fact that we became kind of social animals and had to do all these little dances and things to make that social thing work that our sex life is even worth saying, hey, that's fun. That's good stuff. Because, if you're like a salmon, it ain't so good. You get the one orgasm and you're done. You're fucked. And now you're going to slowly die. So you could, your body parts can feed your fry. There's still so many species where it isn't so much fun, and it's no fun. It's almost like the women are just captured by the bigger males and raped, and that's really all there is. It's not really a nice story at all. You don't play violin music to it. No, not good. Yeah, no flowers. The girls don't get no flowers. All right. So, I'll be back. Again, all I'm saying is just, okay, let's say you have all this. I'm just saying, are you really that sure you're right? Because I'm just telling you, if I'm right, you are so fucking evil. I mean, you're not just a little bit evil. You're fucking humongously fucking evil. Because you did have the chance to know better. And you just said, fuck that, I want to believe in my wooey crap. I like wooey crap. It's more fun. I mean, you weren't just stupid. Like, oh, I'm ignorant. I didn't know any better. No, you belligerently burned the books. I mean, you belligerently tried to avoid getting informed about anything that had anything to do with reality, and instead spent your time, watching flat earth videos or something, finding any desperate corner to go grasp onto. Please give me some wacky conspiracy theory that explains it all, where I'm the winner. Shit. So again, I'm mocking, because it's so pathetic. So are you really sure in your completely mockable position of being completely obnoxious to the truth, you religious kook, you nihilist, you know, Buddhist, that you'll risk being Ted Bundy times 10 to the 40th power. You know, be a mega, monstrous, humongous, evil shit. That's okay with you. You don't mind being, there's Mega Mengele? Mega Mengele. You don't mind being that. Pathetic. Like I said, people 10,000 years ago had an excuse for not stopping lunacy because they were stupid. You're in a world where, we've genomed, we got all these details, we've got all these facts, and here you are still grasping at your little love, hug, me, give. I mean, fuck. Come on. I mean, it's not like you know. Yes, okay, they can't do, once you're dead, nobody can do anything to you, so you don't have to pay the price. But your legacy, it's still consciousness that's going to pay the price. So it's not much different than it being you. I mean, torturing somebody 500 years from now, a brain, or torturing your brain, it's all the same thing. Do you really want, if I switch the roles, instead of you being you, I make you the guy with the tumor with the eyes popping out of his head? You're going to take the exchange? You're brave enough? I don't think you are. God, I can't help but mock you. This fake courage when it's somebody else's nuts hanging on the fire. Fuck you. All right, so I'm thinking, thoughts popping in the head. And, so I was thinking, okay, these people are defending this stuff, and they already know that it's all fake and kind of phony. It's all kind of a Stepford Matrix thing, some sort of just, it's all bullshit. And then when men have absolute power, that is when they can force the world to be their way, women are just fuck bags, frankly, you might even not need them in the kitchen in the sense that, you'll find some man who can cook better and have him do it. That kind of thing. And you almost feel better because it's like, having man's, having other men being your servant is, good for the ego too. But that's the world we really want to live in. We don't want to live in this one. This world where we have to be fair and have people have our earned respect and their desires and ambitions have some sort of meaning and all that horse shit. It doesn't really have much to do with our need gratification, the game we want to play, and how we want to play it. And you can see that in history. So you can see what happens to people when they have power. They're not very nice, you can probably see some piece of that in yourself. I see it in myself, and, I'm humiliated by it, but I also recognize, it's part of that nature thing. Some of that you just can't... you always have to live with it, like hiccups or something. It's some kind of, and you just have to say, okay, it's okay as long as I don't have a car accident or something, I can deal with it. I can live with this. Every now and then my nature will impulse me to do something fucking stupid. And, generally speaking, I'll be smart enough to evade jumping in. Now, when it comes to... arguments with trolls and all that kind of, when somebody's trolling you, it's so hard not to be reactive and fight back. And even, it's all this stuff we say that, oh shit, I shouldn't have said that. That's going too far. I hope you die horribly. I hope I hope you get what you deserve, and I mean it in some kind of really horrible way. I really want them to be tormented and tortured. I mean, it's a fact. I'd be gleefully watching them getting slowly run over by a steamroller. Just a fact, but I concede. Shit, my bad. Okay, I shouldn't be enjoying that. Because the real tragedy is that it came to that. That somehow people, regardless of literate people, people who know what words are and can put words together and understand, they have to have some sort of continuity. They have to recognize that ducks are not rhinoceroses. Distinction between words, should be possible to talk through this stuff. So anyway, there's so many ways for me to connect these dots in terms of personal anecdotes, but I don't want to live on that. But I just had that kind of week where I reacted to people and I shouldn't have reacted, it is informative when you watch your failures and to, acknowledge them. And the failure thing just keeps coming up for me because I'm humiliated that, frankly, I see all the evidence is on my side. I'm playing for the biggest stakes in the universe. Trillions and trillions of tortured organisms are depending on me. I'm playing a video game, essentially, right? That this really should be really easy. I should be able to just go, and I'm done. This should be like first level Pac-Man or something. No problem, first level asteroids. Boom, I win. Not a problem. It should be easy. And I'm failing. And that's embarrassing. Because, frankly, every fact is on my side. Every weapon, there's just no reason I shouldn't be able to shoot these stupid asteroids down, these retardaroids. This should be so fucking easy. But then you look at things like where all these, people with big brains and doing all their big, and they can't even, get any ground with these belligerently stupid religious fucks who just keep going, well, everybody else is doing it, and it seems to be working for everybody else, and I got a new car, and everything, it's okay-ish, Yeah, half my family's dead and horribly, and I'm having a cake tomorrow. I don't know, So God's doing okay. See, I'm mocking again, and not supposed to do that. All right, it's not the way to win. So that's part of the problem is, as good as I think I should be at this video game, I'm really bad because I don't recognize that there's a trick, and that I have some weapons that look like really good weapons, mockery, but no, it's a useless weapon. It only creates this stupid reaction where they just want to throw a stick in your face. Something worse. They want you to get run over by a steamroller, and they'll watch and laugh. Ha 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 ha. It's more non-existent suffering. You're just like, they can't be this fucking stupid. All right. It just doesn't seem possible that people could be so incapable of just acknowledging the price is insanely high, and that they have to come up with better than, but I saw a girl in a bikini on the beach. It was fun. What? That's all some people actually have, right? That's all they have on the plus side in their life is some stupid little tiny thing like that. Just so tiny. And they're pro-life, their whole life has been shit, absolute shit. And they've had maybe three little moments, you know, where something pleasant happened. And they're still defenders of the game. And you're like, how does that happen? So that's the real game, is figuring out how they got stupid so you can prevent the getting stupid thing. But it just doesn't, it's still, it's more than just stupid. There's something else, there's some other trick. That's the whole point here. I'm sort of arguing this is about some sort of psychology warpy thing. And I'm just not enough of a psychologist to be able to identify how a brain can hear the arguments and create these insane rationalizations. Because I can understand sane rationalizations, okay? I mean, the ones, you know, you can get by with, like even the everyone else is doing it, but then that one wears off. You get to be about 12 years old and you start figuring out, oh, that's sort of a pun, isn't it? You know, everybody else, you know, is everybody else going to jump off a cliff? Would you jump off a cliff? And you say, oh, yeah, no, I guess I wouldn't, you know. So I can't go with everybody else's doing it. That's, you know, just too lame. But then you have to fight with that whole idea of community, you know, and the idea that, well, uncle was one. You know, I mean, if your whole family was mass murderers, you know, and they ate kittens, you know, I guess it could be possible that you wouldn't recognize the obvious and recognize that, shit, you know, I'm the spawn of insane menaces. You know, I got the demon seed, you know, and try to correct that, try to save your soul, so to speak. I suppose I shouldn't ever use any religious type cliches or talking points. Those are the little flaws in functionality. So, you know, I don't beat myself up too much for those, but failures, you know, it's really, like I said, it is huge for me. I spend an awful lot of time just contemplating how the fuck could I be the loser in this fight. I mean, just having a conversation about our reality, and you have all these facts pointing to bug, okay, with a really poor agenda, and you know, this understanding of the distinction between using your brain as a thinking tool rather than just a scheming tool. That is, using your brain to define goals rather than to achieve goals. Yeah, even that simple thing. Even if you could get people to that point where they would recognize that they have a bunch of impulsive goals that weren't thought of first. You didn't think about it and say, I want to be, you know, some stupid thing, okay? It was an impulse. It was attractive because it would get you girls or get you money or get you, you know, some other thing. And it really wasn't the essence of the thing, throwing telephone poles, for example. you know, you would probably prefer if there was some other way to impress the bitches than, you know, having to go out in the rain and throw a telephone pole. It's just humiliating to lose an argument with people who think the universe needs human beings because it needs somebody to throw telephone poles. No, it doesn't. Yeah, no. Not a good enough reason to torture anything. And then just thinking about kids picking up telephone poles and throwing them into their best friend's face. You know, how many kids were paralyzed trying to be great telephone pole throwers? Oh, you're just like, oh, fuck. It's worth putting a kid in a wheelchair? No, it isn't. I mean, it's such a simple argument to make. Is it worth putting a kid in a wheelchair, right? I should be able to say that about anything. Just say, is it worth putting a kid in a wheelchair? And the answer is always going to be, fuck no. Let's do something else. I mean, shit. I mean, my brain just thought of, you know, I went statistically, there's probably a certain number of kids who were murdered by their mothers on their birthday while she was making their birthday cake. You know, like something happened, a fork went into the blender and it shot out and, you know, jabbed the kid in the eye or something. There's probably some story like that. And you're just saying, isn't that already, now we have already achieved ludicrous speed. Aren't we ludicrous now? I mean, how many of those kind of things have to happen for us just to say, this game is too ludicrous to play? You just can't play a game this ludicrous. Can you understand? So the stuff just pops up, you know, because I've made all these arguments in the past, and so I'm always stuck with, see, and that's how my life is. My life is just these fucking percolating horror stories that you really don't want to have to use. You know, you really don't want to resort to, watch this video of an animal getting eaten alive. I shouldn't have to show you that. You should already know it exists and it's real, and that's part of the game we're playing. So I shouldn't have to say, is it worth, is anything worth killing 9 out of 10 lion cubs before their first birthday? Is it worth it? To you? Somehow it's worth the traumas, the 9 little trauma stories? You know, out of 10? No. Come on. No. All right, so I was thinking about, you know, his brothers and sisters that didn't make it, you know. And then, you know, you can think about all the, you know, the brothers and sisters you don't have just by circumstance, you know, because the egg got fertilized this month instead of some other month, you know, kind of crap. You know, what egg, you know, was available, you know. And, you know, and that just leads you to, you know, the real attrition rates, you know. So for humans, you know, that really was that way in nature. I mean, you know, women had a baby every, whatever, 15 months or something on average, you know, and that was their life, being pregnant and giving birth and then trying to take care of all the little critters. And most of them would die, and that was just the truth. You know, a woman, average woman, would maybe live 35 years or so, and she'd end up having 10 kids, and you know, most of them would die. And even a couple hundred years ago, that reality was really quite viscerally real. I mean, there was, you know, it was not uncommon, you know, for you to lose your wife to childbirth and for your kids to die of scarlet fever or some kind of bullshit. You know, people live through that. They live through the plague, you know, without, you know, any signs of fatigue and, oh, let's not rebuild. Let's just, you know, let's just burn down the rest of the city and, you know, I'll find a graceful way to get the fuck out of here. So, you know, they're not defeated no matter how crushing it all gets. No matter how bad it gets, they'll find some kind of crap to cling to. You know, and part of it's visceral. You know, they'll end up getting a boner and say, well, it's, you know, I'm here, I'm kind of, yeah, in the mood, so yeah, I gotta live another day. Some kind of crap like that. But geez, you just, ew, you know, hard to imagine. I can't frankly imagine it. I really can't imagine how people could retain any optimism. And especially in light of how weak religion is, how impossible it is to contrive this fake relationship with some deity that cares in some way. especially when you figure out, oh, he didn't kill just the sinners. Come on, get real. He didn't torture just the evil, nasty people, the bad ones. No, there's a lot of good ones in those graves. So I just don't know how they could fall for that crap and believe and continue to have any confidence in. But then it's almost like, the Native Americans accepting, Whitey's Jesus, that kind of, those, and the slaves and all that kind of stuff. And you're just like, what the fuck? the guideposts of that religion didn't stop them from raping and murdering your people, and you're okay with that. How did that happen? So, that's really hard to... I can't say, I'm not saying I wasn't born with magic powers, I'm not going to be one of them, but clearly I wasn't converted into one of them, through some process. And I guess it was just that fact that I didn't need too many adventures with people to find out I liked being alone better, was part of it, I guess. The world was much more interesting with stick in hand, and go out and poke shit. Literally, even, poking shit. That seemed a more valuable experience than interacting with people. And so I guess I just didn't get into, let's all sing a song. I mean, none of that ever, it even, so I have to say, there seems to be, there was some kind of, instinct that just, I somehow just wasn't born the same kind of creature, because I couldn't even pretend to give a shit about singing anything. I mean, even Happy Birthday was creepy. I mean, whatever. It's like, I don't want any part of this. Hard to say. So, I mean, that this is part of the problem, is that some of it is so much part of, so much about who we are is this subjective maturation experience and what kind of cat you're going to be, right? These are all different. They all got a different personality. So they're all cats. They all do certain cat things. But there's this huge amount of variety in how they react to, even trying to pet them or something. So that's the task, is that, maybe the argument really is stuck still in so much subjective crap, and that my ability to be a anti-lifer, wasn't just an intellectual experience. It was also a personal experience, and so that made it a lot easier. And so that's why it's harder for other people to make that separation from their pleasant little, let's all sing a song or something, munchkin kind of, munchkin land, so it's very, difficult, because it's hard to know what part of the argument has to be made reconditioning somebody, with some sort of psychological experience versus just explaining a fact, and then the fact just sits there and goes blink, 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 fact, life sucks, fact, blink, 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 really isn't all that. You're probably going to be killed horribly. It's really nothing to be selling to some new victim because you haven't done the worst part of it yet. I mean, that should be a pretty good argument to people, right? I mean, they're judging life based on their experience and how it's touched to them. They have seen some things, they made excuses for that. Some tragedies that they witnessed other people experiencing, their family members, whatnot. And they found some way to rationalize that away. It's all part of some silver lining thing. They made good silver paint for the clouds. somehow that's, how they look at it. Like, oh, well, they're waiting for me in over there, maybe it's way over there, but yes, they're waiting for me. And then we're going to go, play some tiddlywinks and throw some telephone poles. And it'd be big fun. He's just saying, what the fuck? How they rationalize any of this stuff? How do they make sense out of any of that crap? All this shit that goes on. And then, like I said, they're talking from this stupid position where, the truth is you haven't played the game all the way through, right? And it has a really shitty ending. That's the funny part, right? They haven't read the whole book. They've just read the part that's fun, and they haven't gotten to the part where everything falls apart and everything turns to shit and you suffer and then die horribly. And they're like, you can't say it was a great story to explain the next chapter in the story. What happened next? Not so good. All the characters are dead. Yeah, that's what happened next. Even the ones that survived are now dead. And, kind of horrible. I mean, one that shouldn't have bothered me much, right? Because, Farrah Fawcett, who the fuck cares, right? Too silly. A career. A fuckbag. She wasn't, And it wasn't her fault. I'm just saying that's all she was. I remember I just have it stuck in my head, when she was dying, and she looked like shit and she looked quite miserable and unhappy. And you're just saying, see, it didn't matter. I mean, you win, you get to the top, and then they it's almost like they crush you even worse because you have so much further to fall. And you just end up this broken pile of misery. I'm squinting, because it hurts to even think about all of that. Ow. For what? Why would you say, let's just keep doing that? No. Stupid, bad idea. Especially because God said so. Come on, you gotta let go of that shit. No, nature says so. And you have a bigger brain than nature. Nature doesn't have a brain. It doesn't have anything. It doesn't know what the fuck it's doing. You're smarter than it is. So prove it. Show that you're smarter. And you can figure out that torture be bad. Okay? And that it's not worth it. Nothing's worth it. No frickin' Thanksgiving Day parade. That must have been a farce this year, right? It rained all morning, so. Rained here, so I'm sure it was raining there. Miserable cold. Oh. See, I'm enjoying that. I shouldn't enjoy that. But yeah, I love when it rains on parades. It really is good. Sorry. I shouldn't. I shouldn't enjoy that, but I do. And it's, I admit, I shouldn't enjoy that. Okay, anyway, I'll try to stop enjoying it. All right, so anyway, so I think we did enough of a video. So all of this redundancy does get somewhere in the sense that, yes, I finally get a perspective where I can see, okay, this is the agenda. It's just not that, it shouldn't be that difficult because I really do have all the evidence on my side. I have all the good arguments, and they don't have any good arguments. I mean, they don't have any. There's nothing they can say about this idea that somehow humans need to be here for, you know, the next million years, let's say, because they're not going to survive any longer than that. The universe is going to fuck you up. All right. So you're not going to escape the giant asteroid thing or the what, you know, there's going to be some klisma, you know, the Earth's magnetic field will flip. There'll be some kind of crap that's going to happen. It's going to make such a fucking mess and kill billions of people. You know, and the whole thing's going to crumble and your civilization's going to be crap and you're going to be back to dying of, you know, syphilis and smallpox. The plague is going to return. You're going to wish that on human beings? For what? Because it's yummy to eat a pig? Yeah. It's just so pathetic. All right. So, I think I made my point. So, I'll conclude making points for a little while and show up again to make some more. And such. That sort of is the agenda. I'm stuck with it. I can't fool myself into thinking, well, just play video games like everybody else. Just watch some movies. Just do, you know, winky winky. Just do blah, blah. And I just can't. I can't find any justification for that. And I have to get over the ego blow this whole thing is, you know, in terms of my failure, and have to just accept that, well, so what? I mean, because I failed 968 times doesn't mean I will continue to fail forever. All right, so it's 9,658 times. It's still... doesn't prove that I can't succeed. So, I'm going to keep playing. And pushing the buttons. And such. So, until the next time, and such, and so forth. And whatnot.